Welcome to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Sabrina Halverson. We are counting down the days to the live event that you don't want to miss. The Crop Consultant Conference is this Thursday and Friday at the Visalia Convention Center. We've been previewing it for you the last few weeks, and we continue today. In segment four today, we hear from the Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Program. In segment two, we hear about a wildlife deterrent. But we start today with one of the sponsors of the Crop Consultant Conference, Helm Agro.
Josh, to start out, tell me a little bit about yourself and your role with Helm Agro, and also tell me a little bit about the business itself.
Sure. Thanks, Sabrina. My name is Josh Louder. I'm with the marketing manager for specialty crops at Helm Agro. I started my career with Syngenta and worked in the Midwest and then worked my way up to Michigan, where I spent time with specialty and row crop producers promoting their solutions to the problems they were facing. About 2 years ago, an opportunity came to me from Helm Agro, and because of the work they were doing and their vision for the future, I joined their team. Helm Agro is a family-owned company that is trying to create value for its customers for this generation and the next. So we've had our traditional portfolio, but over the last few years, we've been coming out with novel herbicides and new active ingredients. And our newest addition to the portfolio are biologicals. We've grown our herbicide portfolio 10x over the last 10 years. And we did that focusing on development and really shifting our portfolio to more innovative solutions for growers and for producers. If they have more active ingredients to pick from, more modes of action, we think they value that more. And so that's what we've done with our portfolio. Our team at Helm Agro is made up of researchers, sales managers, and leaders with a lot of experience in the industry. We've come from companies like Winfield, Syngenta, Corteva, Bayer, BSF, and others. And so we feel like that's a strength of having that diversity of experience and those backgrounds. It keeps us nimble and we can focus on customers and what works well for those customers.
So Helm Agro recently joined forces with Alltech Crop Science. Tell me a little bit about that partnership.
So we're really excited to announce that partnership. We feel like it is a great fit for both companies. Helm Agro will market, sell, and distribute Alltech's portfolio. And then Alltech will focus on manufacturing those products, but also focus on research and development of new products. So we feel like we took the best of both companies, and when we come to market, we'll be able to bring great products, great solutions, and the market will adopt those. The partnership came to be. Neither company was looking for a business transaction. They really wanted to find a good cultural fit within both organizations. They're both family owned and they very much focus on entrepreneurial spirit. And so we believe that this will be good for farmers throughout the industry because we'll be able to bring novel solutions to the market that bring value to them. Alltech Crop Science is a division of Alltech. Like I said, they're family owned. They've been working in this space for over 25 years. And they very much focused on the science, the research and development of their technologies, which are based on microbial fermentation and nutrigenomic research. What that means to the industry and to crop consultants specifically is it can't be duplicated. What Alltech has done with their fermentation technology is study what it brings to the crops. And in the end, more tools in their toolbox to overcome the challenges that growers face. Helm and Alltech are committed to finding new solutions for the farmers. We're utilizing the science that Alltech has been working on, finally tuning in the last 25 years to do that.
So you gave us a lot of really good information about the types of products and things that you're doing to help grow all of our crops. Give us a little bit more of an overview of that biological portfolio.
Yeah, so a few of the products that I'll share with you today are AgriMos, Soil Set, and Crop Set. AgriMos, we focus on citrus, apples, tomatoes, grapes, and cucurbits. It's a fermentation-based technology, like I mentioned earlier. It engages the crop's natural response against potential stressors in the environment. And with that, you'll have a healthier crop throughout the season and a better quality crop. Soil Set is another product that we focus on potatoes, cauliflower, broccoli, leafy greens. It promotes soil health using proprietary metabolites that are a result of the fermentation process. So with that product, you'll have season-long benefits to the soil and to the plants. The metabolites in the soil help producers have more consistent results as compared to some of the live microbe products that are on the market today. SoilSet is convenient, easy to use. It has a longer shelf life than other materials, and you can tank mix it with many of the products that producers are using today. CropSet's the last product that I mentioned. Its focus crops are citrus, apples, potatoes, and onions. It helps the crop work more efficiently to achieve enhanced performance that stand up to the stressors that you can see throughout the season. The other products that I'll just mention briefly are Nature's Basics, GrainSet, and Galvanized Contact. Those are other materials that use the fermentation technology to solve problems in a variety of crops. The last thing I mentioned in regards to our portfolio is we have two new products that are in EPA registration currently, a biofungicide and a bionematicide. And we're very excited about getting those registered and bringing those to market.
Thank you for that. There's a lot of things that sound like they're extremely helpful. And you know, there are a lot of biological products out there. So tell me, what makes these products unique from others that are on the market?
Yeah, so we're very excited about the fermentation technology that I mentioned earlier. So Alltech's products are all based upon that. And compared to other materials like a seaweed extract or any other plant-derived product, that's the main difference. And then we use metabolites instead of live microbes or live bugs. So the benefits of metabolites and fermentation, it's the long shelf life, like I mentioned earlier, it's the easy to use tank mix with other traditional crop inputs, easier transport, and just consistent performance, because in that jug, you know what you're going to get. It's consistent every time that you go to use it in the field. With the partnership between Alltech and Helm, it will bring a differentiator to the biological landscape. We have our current portfolio and then our development of new products that we'll bring into market. And so using the resources that Helm has and the resources that Alltech have, it will be able to create products that we haven't had in the past.
All right. And so much information there. Now, Helm is one of the sponsors of the upcoming, of this week's actually Crop Consultant Conference. Wow, this week came up fast for me. Mm-hmm. So for people who are listening, they can get more information there at the Crop Consultant Conference. Go see the people representing Helm. How else can people get more information?
So the best way, because this partnership is very new, the best way to get information will be to go to helmcrop.com. So that's helmcrop.com. And from there, you can get information about Alltech's materials, Helm's traditional portfolio, but you'll also be able to find your local representative at Helm, and that person will be able to really guide you through the value that the products bring.
All right, Josh, is there anything you think that we left out or anything else you think our listeners should know?
No, I appreciate the time today, and I hope everyone has a good show.
When we come back, Jason Scott has an interview on wildlife deterrent. We will be right back.
The Crop Consultant Conference returns live in person on September 16th and 17th in Visalia, California. Co-hosted by Progressive Crop Consultant Magazine and the Western Region Certified Crop Advisors Association, this must-attend conference features 2 days of educational seminars, a live trade show, and honorariums and scholarships given by Western CCA, including the CCA of the Year Award. Hear the top experts in their field speak on pest management, artificial intelligence and new technologies, as well as the latest on soil health, nitrogen, and irrigation management. DPR and CCA credits will be available over the 2 days. For more information on credits, topics, and registration, visit progressivecrop.com/conference. Agromayor Nursery is the premier nursery in California. Whether it's almonds, walnuts, pistachios, prunes, or olives, Agromayora has been the grower's source for over 20 years and is the home of Rootpack R Almond, Grizzly Walnut, and the North American plants UCB1 and Platinum Clonal Pistachio Rootstocks. As the worldwide leader in super high-density almonds, olives, and prunes, Agromayora can show you how to cut costs and increase yields with their super high-density rootstock Rootpack 20. For more information or to schedule a site visit, contact a representative at 530-812-3398 today.
Don't let your soils become tainted and unproductive from excess salts. Take care of your crops while caring for your soil. Cation X5 Plus by AgroPlante is a soil conditioner meant to maximize water penetration by combating harmful salts in the soil, which can injure your crops and bottom line. Cation X5 Plus also corrects sulfur and calcium plant deficiencies. AgroPlante wants to help you grow your crop. Contact us today to find out more at 559-498-0388 or visit us at www.agroplante.com.
Hi, and welcome to My Ag Life. Today we're here with Russell, and Russell's got some great information on a wildlife deterrent from the company Pinergetic. Russell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate this opportunity.
Russell, my first question to you is tell me about Pinergetic Wildlife Deterrent.
Pinergetic Wildlife Deterrent is a all-natural product manufactured in Switzerland by Pinergetic International. And this product is applied to various croplands in and around the United States that are under stressful conditions due to deer and boar pressure. And this product is incredibly effective in helping deter these animals away from your crops. So in a nutshell, that's basically what it is. It's exactly what it is.
Excellent. Excellent. So what crops is the product appropriate for in California?
Pretty much anything that has these unwanted pressures from deer or boar. We are pretty specific to those animals at this time. But in California specifically, so far, we've had a tremendous amount of success with various nut trees. We've also had a lot of success thus far on vineyards. A lot of this is more Northern California, coastal, things like that. And we are constantly trying some new things in different areas, but very good success so far with nut trees and vineyards at this time in California.
What are the main benefits and features of Pinergetic Wildlife Deterrent?
The main benefits are, number one, it can be used on any crop that is under this pressure. We have a very low inclusion rate, so the product can easily be mixed with other things. It doesn't have anything it cannot be mixed with. We are completely safe. We are very cost effective. We feel, and I believe our customers have agreed with us on that. A couple other things, we are odorless, which is a big plus. A lot of people who've had these issues in the past have tried everything under the sun, from Tabasco sauce mixtures to rotten eggs to you name it, they've tried it. And in most cases, if it has been effective, they've had to reapply it so often that it's just a mess. And we have had a tremendous amount of success with outlasting those types of ideas by weeks and even months with an individual application. The other thing that we've heard from growers is that they've been able to use our product. At the time, they were considering building fencing around their property or their orchard, and they, at this time, have not yet. So we believe that is another big potential benefit. That is a huge cost input that most people don't want if they don't need it. And so those are probably kind of the key benefits that come to the top of my mind here.
Why do growers and consultants need to consider adding this product to their operation?
Mainly because it works. We are incredibly effective. We've wrapped up basically our first full year in California and in the U.S. And in this first year, we are at above a 90% reorder rate. That it still blows my mind, but that's where we're at. Our reorder rate, which includes California and the rest of the U.S., is over 90%, probably closer to 95%. But that's the main reason. There are these are real problems, And people who have these issues, they know what it feels like to just say, well, I guess I'm not going to have a crop this year. That's a big deal. That's a big problem. And to this, you know, to this day, there really hasn't been much available on the market. We are very effective. We're affordable. We're very safe. And it's very exciting. So
how does a grower or crop consultant find out more about Pinergetic Wildlife Deterrent?
The easiest way would be to go to our website, pinergeticsolutions.com. There you will find distribution throughout the country. In California specifically, you'll see us at Pleasant Feed listed as a distributor. We have dealers for us in various locations throughout the state. And another way you can run into us is through the show circuits that are out there. Anything JCS supported, we are likely going to see you there. And then also to specifically September 16 and 17 next week, we will be in Visalia with Natural Resource Group, and you can find us at their booth there. And there will be plenty of information, some more exciting, maybe some videos running and different things like that. So on the website, if you look up Pleasant Feed, you can contact us by email or phone, and we will definitely lead you to the right dealer and get you going.
For our viewers outside of California, is this product registered in other states? Are there, if I'm listening from the East Coast or the Midwest, do I have an opportunity to purchase Pinergetic Wildlife Deterrent?
There is a very good chance at this point that your state has been registered. There are some states that we are waiting. We are in the process with whoever has not confirmed us yet. We are in the process. We have high confidence that it'll be soon. So if you hear about us outside of California, please don't hesitate to contact us and ask us that question. We will let you know exactly where we stand, and we will ship you product as soon as possible.
Russell, appreciate your time. Thanks for being on the show today. Russell is with Pinergetic, and today we've been talking about the wildlife deterrent. Make sure you go to their website and you check it out. This is Jason Scott reporting for My Ag Life.
Our news brief is up next. We will be right back.
JCS Marketing is your number one way to connect with the ag industry. Through print magazines, digital media, podcasts, and live and virtual events, JCS Marketing has the reach to inform, educate, and influence growers in the Western United States.
Everywhere you go, you see West Coast Nut Magazine on every one of my customers' tables. So that tells you everything. It's there, so they're reading it.
Our My Ag Life platform includes podcast interviews and digital articles for busy professionals on the go. Our live events, continuing education webinars, and virtual conferences help growers connect with leading researchers and industry leaders. Let JCS Marketing help you connect.
Here's your news for today. House Ag Committee Democrats Monday approved an incomplete spending package as part of the Build Back Better Act. The legislation will be added with sections approved by other committees to be compiled by the House Budget Committee later this month. The agriculture spending legislation includes $18 billion in rural job-promoting investments through the Department of Agriculture's Rural Development and $7.75 billion to support agriculture research and infrastructure. The bill also includes $1 billion to support expanded biofuel infrastructure, $4 billion for a new rural partnership program, $2.6 billion for the Rural Energy for America program, and $40 billion for forest-related programs. The production prospects for corn, soybeans, and cotton look better than they did just a month ago. Here's Gary Crawford.
Most market analysts expected it, and the USDA did it, raising its previous production forecasts for corn, soybeans, and cotton. So here we go. Corn, USDA, in Friday's crop report, raising its previous forecast for acreage yields and, of course, production yields, 176.3 bushels an acre, third highest corn BPA ever, producing 15 billion bushels of corn, up 2% from USDA's August estimate, up 6% from last year, second biggest crop ever. Meanwhile, soybeans, USDA, taking harvested acres down a bit, yields up. to 50.6 bushels an acre, second highest on record. Result, a likely bean crop of 4.37 billion bushels, and just like corn, up 6% from last year, and the third largest soybean crop ever. Cotton, USDA dropping its previous estimate of harvested acres, raising the yield forecast. Final result, an expected 18.5 million bale crop, 7% more than was forecast a month ago, 27% more than last season. Effects on the crop from Hurricane Ida not reflected in this forecast. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
A fire at the JBS Grand Island, Nebraska processing facility halted beef packing production on Monday. The Grand Island Fire Department explained via Twitter that the fire was burning the roof of the facility's rendering section. The JBS Grand Island facility is a two-shift beef processing plant employing more than 3,600 people. The facility has a daily processing capacity of 6,000 head and processes roughly 5% of U.S. cattle. USDA researchers are developing a new vaccination for a life-threatening intestinal disease in cattle using a variety of bacterial proteins, Rod Bain reports.
Yodes disease, a chronic intestinal disorder that threatens our nation's dairy herds.
The disease progresses very slowly over several years. There's a silent phase of the disease where the animal is infected with the bacterium, but doesn't show any signs and it's difficult to detect immunologically. The antibody response does not appear until much later when the disease has manifested through signs such as diarrhea, emaciation, bottle jaw, and those kinds of things.
As well as potential death in affected cattle and other ruminants, according to USDA researcher John Bannentine. Also known as paratuberculosis, this disease costs the dairy industry more than $220 million in losses annually. While there have been past commercial vaccines available for Yodes disease in the U.S., as USDA researcher Judy Stable explains,
that vaccine has recently been pulled off the market. It's no longer available. And so there is a dire need for a vaccine in the United States.
So Bannentine and Stable are among those at the Agricultural Research Service's Infectious Bacterial Disease Research Unit in Iowa studying what may be a solution, a vaccination cocktail. Stable says the difference between this and other vaccines created by weakened or dead paratuberculosis bacterium is this cocktail is derived from healthy proteins from the bacterium.
Over a series of sequential studies in mice and calves, we established a four-protein cocktail and tested that, and it looks very promising as far as being protective. And by that, I mean it protects against infection in the tissues as well as shedding of the organism in the feces, which is the major route of transmission between cows within herds.
Bannentine says these preliminary trials have recently concluded with findings published. So now,
we're to the point where we're looking for industry partners to collaborate with us, do a large-scale production of the four-cocktail protein vaccine. And so we think that with a few large-scale field trials, we can have a vaccine marketable within, say, 5 years.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Wine grape growers in Napa County are crediting healthy composting measures for helping transition vineyards to organic production. Napa County ranks second to Mendocino County in total organic wine grape acreage. Organics still account for less than 10% of wine grape production in Napa and about one-fourth of the production in Mendocino. But improvements in fertilizers are convincing more growers to transition to organics. That's our news for today. We will be right back.
The California Walnut Board and Commission provides value to the California walnut industry by working together with growers and handlers to advance the industry. Together, the California Walnut Board and Commission are helping to protect, develop, and grow California walnuts domestically and internationally. The California Walnut Board provides funding and strategic direction on walnut production and post-harvest research designed to help support the industry and promote California walnuts. To learn more, visit our website at walnuts.org. Together we grow. Soil and Crop Incorporated is your number one resource for sustainable nutrition. Growers are faced with difficult challenges, and Soil and Crop Inc. has the experience, fertilizer, and biological portfolio to dramatically increase yield and performance in your troubled orchards and fields. Contact Soil and Crop Incorporated today for a free consultation on how we can help reverse the challenges you face as a conventional or organic grower so you can increase your bottom line and become a better sustainable farmer. Contact us today at 559-564-1236 or visit our website at www.callnrg.com. Soil and Crop, putting nature to work for you. Soil fumigation is a critical step to ensure that your orchard gets off to a good start. Trichlor is a pre-plant soil fumigant and is the foundation for a successful pest management system. Targeted pathogens include soil-borne disease and nematodes. Fumigation helps to create a healthy soil environment that allows the plant's root system to flourish. For more information about Trichlor or to schedule an application, contact Trical Incorporated at 669-327-5076 or visit www.trical.com.
One of the sponsors of the upcoming Crop Consultant Conference is the Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Program. To learn more about the program, I'm talking with Victoria Hornbaker, the director of the Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Program.
Sure. My name is Victoria Hornbaker, and I am the director for the Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Division at the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
So, Victoria, at the upcoming Crop Consultant Conference, you guys are one of the sponsors, and so we wanted to give you the opportunity for another interview. Now, you and I have actually been able to speak a few times because there are so many important things going on for the citrus industry. But for this interview, start out with, give me just an example, or tell me, you know, the elevator speech, if you will. What is this program all about?
So we were established in 2009 through legislation to assist the California citrus industry in preventing the establishment of invasive citrus pests and diseases. Essentially, it was established due to the finds of Asian citrus psyllid in Imperial and San Diego counties, and what we knew about what was going on in Florida with HLB, Huanglong being the disease that the psyllids can spread. So in 2009, it was established, the program was established. In 2019, we actually became a standalone division under CDFA. Our whole goal and intent is to prevent the establishment and spread of invasive citrus pests and diseases. Our total focus right now is really ACP and HLB. As you may have known recently, we had our first detection of HLB in San Diego County. While not unexpected, you know, of course, it's not good news because it is a pretty good expansion of that HLB area. Previously, HLB had only been in LA, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino. So the main thing we do is our activities are in residential citrus. So we're serving residential citrus trees. We are putting traps out to look for Asian citrus psyllid. And then if we find ACP or HLB, we respond accordingly, either through treatment and tree removal or treating for the psyllids, establishing quarantines if that's necessary. I guess the short answer is what we do is we follow a systems approach, right? So we want to exclude pests, so we set up quarantines. We want to find pests, so we survey and trap. We have a very extensive network of laboratories, both CDFA Laboratory and the Citrus Research Board, Jerry DeMittmann Laboratory in Riverside County, to diagnose, run the PCR test to diagnose whether or not something has HLB. And then we do treatment and tree removal to control/eradicate the insect and the disease.
Now, you mentioned the consumer focus and with, you know, the detections being in consumer or residential trees, how important is it that the consumers and residents in California understand about this citrus pest?
It's super important. And I'll give you an example why. I believe our growers in California and our folks that work in our ag industry are amazingly talented individuals. The growers in California are doing a tremendous job. They are doing everything they need to do to prevent ACP and HLB getting into their groves. And so far, knock on wood, we started in 2009. Here we are in 2021. And we've only had one detection of an Asian citrus psyllid carrying the bacteria in a commercial grove. And we have not found any trees that have been infected by HLB in a grove. Because we know that homeowners, they have citrus trees, they love their citrus trees. They may not have the knowledge or wherewithal to kind of treat the trees accordingly. We do the work on the residential properties. So what we're doing aligns with what the growers are doing on their own. So it's really a collaborative effort. So that's why we focus our energy on the residential properties. We do a lot of outreach to residents so they're aware. I can tell you, I get daily emails of people asking us to come out, take samples, look at their trees, sending me pictures. So our outreach activities are working. People are seeing and knowing and reaching out. But it's all a collaboration. What we do coincides and collaborates with what the growers do to really give a very good regional control for Asian citrus psyllid and wanglongbing. In other parts of the world and in other parts of the US, we know that historically, the psyllid first arrived on residential properties and the disease first arrived on residential properties. And then it was spread through, and unfortunately in Florida, some weather events, right? The bug was moved around in hurricanes and different things, but it moved from those original residential detections into commercial groves. I think our robust program in the residential areas and our collaboration with the growers has done a tremendous job to slow that spread into commercial citrus. So it's very important that the residential homeowners and they're aware of the program. They understand why we're out in the environment. They allow us to enter onto properties and survey and trap and treat and remove trees. I often tell people I've been involved in many different pest and disease programs throughout my career. The residents that we work with on the citrus pest and disease program are by far the most cooperative that I've ever dealt with. They really have and do take a vested interest in what we're doing and why we're doing it. They understand the importance at a community level of protecting California citrus. You know, if we say, hey, your tree is infected, we need to treat it and take it out, they understand that by doing that, they may be protecting their neighbor's trees or, the trees in the next neighborhood over. And I tell people, I grew up in California, and the ability to go and pick a piece of fruit off of your tree in your backyard. For some folks, that's the only fruit that they're going to see for part of the year. For us, if we didn't grow it in our yard, and I grew up in a residential area of Orange County, if we weren't growing it in our yard when we were kids, likely we wouldn't have it. We wouldn't be spending the money. We didn't have the money to spend to go and buy these things in the grocery store. So I think it resonates with our California citizens, our residents in these areas that, this may be a very important food source to their neighbors. So they're very cooperative and very engaged.
And it's such an important program. And not to say that anybody else hasn't done it right, and you pointed out some of the reasons why this spreads so much in Florida and it has spread in other areas as well. But as you pointed out, in California, we have not seen the spread. And a large part of that is due to the program like this and handling it how California specifically needs it handled, which is different from how Florida needs to handle it or how Brazil needs to handle it. And it's been a very successful program for the last, 11 years now or 12 math, but yeah. So you've seen quite a bit of success just by seeing how this has not spread, right?
Yeah, I think we're really lucky because we engaged early with these areas that were already dealing with ACP and HLB. And, we took lessons learned from them to create this program. So I think we're the beneficiary of our partners in other states and other parts of the world who have already dealt with Asian citrus psyllid and HLB. And we collaborate with other areas that don't have ACP and HLB to help them prepare as well, so they can see what happened in Brazil, what happened in Florida, what happened in China, what's happening in Texas and California right now. And they can take that and they can extrapolate that out into what's going to work for them in those other countries. Or for instance, in Arizona, they've got Asian citricillin, but knock on wood, no HLB in Arizona. So I think, you know, we're very, very lucky that there's a good investment in research and collaboration around the world on this insect disease complex. So we've been able to take those lessons learned and create a program that, again, knock on wood, has been successful. And, you know, we find HLB trees regularly in the residential areas, but we rogue them out. We eradicate that source of inoculum. We treat for the Asian citricillin in those areas. So we're able to slow that spread of the bacteria in the environment. So again, I think if it weren't for being able to collaborate with our partners, we probably wouldn't be in the position that we are in today.
You know, I was going to ask you about Arizona specifically, and mostly just because I have a very a citrus memory, if you will, from Arizona that makes me really happy. But is Arizona one of the states that you guys are able to help?
Yeah, so we do work very closely with Arizona Department of Ag. We have one of our grower liaisons that works with us actually lives in Yuma, Arizona. So he's under contract with us. He's under contract also with Imperial County Pest Control District to do some work for them. Lives in Yuma. So he's got that good relationship with those citrus growers in that part of Arizona. But we do things like, you know, we share information. We do educational events with them. I've gone to Arizona several times to give talks to growers, but we also provide them with the biocontrol agent, Tamaryxia radiata, for Asian citricillin. So we are providing them with Tamaryxia radiata to release in Arizona as well. So again, a great partnership, good collaboration. I can't say enough about the amount of people that are engaged and involved in this pest disease complex. And I think it just makes what we do, what Arizona is doing, what Australia and New Zealand are doing to protect themselves, much more robust, because we've got our partners telling us, hey, we tried this, it didn't work, but maybe you should try that. And just all the research that's going on and all the learning that we get from our research partners as well.
So we talked about the importance of the program and how successful it has been. How is the program actually funded?
So our Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Program, or now it's a division, we have three funding sources. So the main funding source we get is actually from the growers of California. So the growers did vote to self-assess. Right now, their assessment rate for our program is 8 cents per every, 40-pound equivalent of citrus packed in California. That usually right now at 8 cents, before it was 9 cents, I had those numbers down really good. But I think at 8 cents, we're going to see about $15 to $16 million this year. We also receive about $5 million in state general funds. And that's an ongoing funding source that the governor has allocated for us to use specifically for citrus pests and diseases. And then we also receive federal funds through the Citrus Health Response Program funding. And that is usually around $12 to $14 million a year.
And again, all of this is to protect our citrus industry in California, which is extremely important on many levels. As you said, you know, we're feeding healthy food to people, not just in the state, but around the nation. And also it is a money earner for California as well. It's one of, you know, we employ people, we keep people in jobs, citrus industry, just extremely important. So thank you. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for your time today and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Again, the Crop Consultant Conference is this Thursday and Friday at the Visalia Convention Center. For more information, you can go to myaglife.com and click on the link in the top left corner. That's our show for today. This is the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Sabrina Halverson. From the JCS Marketing Team, thanks for listening.